This is David Wheaton. The following is a TCW short take, a bite-sized highlight from the Christian Worldview radio program. You can hear the full program at thechristianworldview.org. Yes, Jesus Christ is coming to conquer and to judge, but he's also offering us a lifeline as the Savior.
I must ask you, do you know this King? Have you come to see that your only hope of escaping the eternal wrath of God is to flee to Christ, who came into this world on a mission of salvation, to live a sinless and perfect life, to fulfill all righteousness, and to go to a cross to be lifted up and to bear the sins of his people, and there upon the cross that Jesus Christ would make the only atonement for sin, that through the shedding of his blood, there is forgiveness of sin, and it is being freely offered to you this very moment. And if you reject it, you have no one to blame but yourself. If you were to die today and you stood before God, where would you be? Where would you end up? Either heaven or hell. And the only way to be in heaven and to escape all that we see here, and this is only the warm-up for eternal hell. Eternal hell will go on throughout all the ages to come. The lake of fire and brimstone, the place where the worm never dies, where there is the weeping and the gnashing of teeth, that place of outer darkness, that place of torment, where there is no relief for the soul ever. Come to Christ. He's the friend of sinners today. He will receive sinners today. Do not wait till the last day and face this Christ who is the angry Christ. Believe in Christ today. Repent of your sin. Take that step of faith and entrust your soul to him, and you will find mercy. You will find forgiveness for all of your sins. For there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, lest any man should boast. Today is a day of opportunity for you. It is a day of mercy for you. It is being extended to you from the King. Humble yourself. Deny yourself. Take up a cross and become a follower of Jesus Christ. Enter through the narrow gate. For the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction, and many are those who find it. The gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life, and few are those who find it. Jesus says, he who hears these words of mine and acts upon them is like a very wise man who built his house upon the rock. And when the rains came and the winds blew and beat against the house, it did not fall because it was built on the rock. He who hears these words of mine and does not act upon them is like a very foolish man who built his house upon the sand. And when the rains came and the winds blew and beat against the house, great was its fall because it was built upon the sand. That storm of which Jesus spoke in those verses, it's a gathering storm tonight on the horizon, and you have opportunity this day to escape that storm and build upon the rock of Jesus Christ. There is no other place to stand to escape his wrath.
This has been a short take from the Christian Worldview radio program. To hear the full program and connect with this nonprofit radio ministry, go to thechristianworldview.org. I'm David Wheaton.